And this morning we'll be concluding on the topic we started, understanding the benefit of following divine direction. Understanding the benefit of following divine direction. When we know what we stand to gain following God, we will not have problems. We will not be struggling following His instructions. In Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1 and 2. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all His commandments, which I commanded this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all the nations of the earth. Who will set you up on high? Who will set you up on high?
Chineke.
The Lord your God will set thee on high above all the nations of the earth.
Chineke.
And all these blessings, they will come on you. And they will overtake you on one condition. If it's conditional, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Hear me this morning, people of God. Divine direction is our greatest asset in this journey. Divine direction. All the blessings you are looking for, the promotion, the breakthroughs, they are all available. But you need divine guidance in accessing them. Maybe you are here in Umuahia and your blessings are in Port Harcourt. You need the hand of God to take you from where you are right now to where those blessings are already packaged. That's why you can't afford to run this life by guesswork. There is a way that seems right. Proverbs 14 verse 12and Proverbs 16 verse 25 repeated the same way. Verbatim. And God is not a stammerer. There is a way that seems right. By every calculation, it is right. The business, when you calculate the profit that is coming to you, it is right. But the Bible says, if it is not God's way, it may lead to death. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I will never forget this testimony while I was in Afikpo. One of our brothers was traveling one morning. He got to the motor park very early. He was the second person to arrive. So he took the front seat by the driver. And then while waiting for the vehicle to be filled up, he went somewhere to eat. And by the time he came back, somebody else has taken that seat. And he complained. The conductor said, "What is the problem? Please take the back seat." He said, "No, but I came here first." The man said, "Somebody else has stayed there." So this young man was asking for a refund of his money. And the conductor said, "No way." He wanted to cause some problem between the two of them. But somehow, there was just something in his spirit that just said, "Just leave the man and go away." So he left and joined the second vehicle. While they were going, on the way, they saw this first vehicle in a motor accident. Everybody died. Everybody, sir. See how God mysteriously guided his way out of debt. There are some things happening around your time that you may not need to understand. But hear me this morning. This is the portion of the redeemed. God will not allow the redeemed to take a wrong step. I'm sure along the line, the brother may have had the leading not to enter that vehicle. But because maybe he was not sensitive enough, God just had to stir up something that will make him to lose that vehicle. I don't know who I'm speaking to this morning. Maybe danger may have been programmed for you this week. Whoever is programming evil for you, the same fellow will fall into it in the name of Jesus. There is power in divine direction. One time I was in Okene. How do you want shoe? I have worn this shoe. The shoe wanted to give up. I refused. Many parts have opened up in the shoe. I will patch it. I will cover it. And then it will regain strength again. And then we are moving. And then one day, a brother gave me a shoe. You need to see the celebration, sir. It was Friday night. My joy knew no bounds. I was rejoicing, celebrating. And then Saturday morning, because I already programmed how I wear this shoe to church on Sunday morning. Saturday morning, the Lord spoke to me very clearly, sir. Take that shoe and give to your neighbor who is also a pastor. The moment I heard that voice, Satan, I bind you. I curse you in the name of Jesus. No way. This shoe is following me to church on Sunday morning. I started doing praise and worship to suppress the voice. But hear me this morning. The voice of the Lord is full of power. That voice cannot be suppressed. No, sir. I was doing all manner just to suppress the voice. And you know what? I didn't hear a voice again. When the kings don't speak too much once, I didn't hear God's voice again. But I didn't have rest in my spirit. Oh, I was so restless. All day, sir. When I was tired, 7 in the night, I took the shoe. I went to give to the pastor. As I was returning back to my room, I had an unusual joy and peace inside of me. I couldn't understand it. How can I be peaceful with one shoe? So I returned back to the former shoe. I dusted it again. Tomorrow morning we are going. I went to church rejoicing, celebrating. Monday morning, the same brother that gave me that shoe on Friday returned with another shoe and gave me this one again. I was celebrating, rejoicing, celebrating like no man's business. The following Sunday, he came with another shoe. The following Saturday, he came with another shoe. And I told him, Abba, what is it? He said, God said, as long as I'm here, you should be giving me shoe. 2005. From that time to now, not bought shoe once. Is somebody hearing me now? Anytime God wants to change your story, he will ask a seed from you. It didn't make sense that time. It didn't make sense. But this is over 20 years now. I have not bought shoe once. Anytime he wants to lead you to your profiting, he will demand something from you. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. When God is leading, there is no lack and want. When God is leading, there is no shame. There is no reproach. No disappointment. What is your portion when God is leading you? He makes you to lie down in green pastures. Isaiah 48 and verse 17. Isaiah 48 and verse 17. The Bible said, thus said the Lord thy Redeemer, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go. My assignment is to lead you. If you are interested in following me, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I see God leading you to your blessings this week. When God is leading you, you may not understand the full details. If you are waiting to get the full details before you take steps, I can assure you, you will never get the full details. I've said it now. God speaks gently, quietly, once. Kings don't talk too much. One word. To him who has ears, let him hear. When God speaks, he will just speak to you. And leave you there to determine whether you will take the step or not. But if you are the redeemer of the Lord, I'd like you to understand what I'm saying this morning. If you are the redeemed of the Lord, if you are born again, God will orchestrate your step in such a way that you don't miss that instruction. He will just organize it that you take his leading in order for you to arrive at the top. Somebody's story is changing this way. I say somebody's story is changing this way. If we must let God lead us, we must depend on him absolutely. That is why meekness is a fundamental requirement for the led. If God must lead you, you must have a teachable spirit. You must have a meek heart. Because he will only guide the meek. God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. Bishop Oyedepo trained as an architect. After doing his studies, the Lord called him. You are my servant. Is he going to throw away his architectural degree? No. When you are in God's agenda, there is no mistake. Today, God's servant is a major prophet on earth. God has used him mightily in putting up this ministry that is a global phenomenon today. But through what he studied in school as an architect, God has used him to put up all the structures in Canaan land. God has used him to build the largest church auditorium in the world in 1999. And today, God has used him also in building the largest auditorium again. We have broken the first record. We have set the second one called the Ark. He didn't use a medical doctor for that assignment. He used an architect. So whatever he studied before is needed and required for the assignment. Is somebody hearing me now? That is why the Bible says that all things work together for good to them that love God. All things, they are working for your good if you are in God's agenda. Maybe you are here this morning. You may have taken a wrong route. Maybe you are in the wrong business. You are in the wrong relationship. There is opportunity for you this morning to make a U-turn. How do I know you are in the wrong relationship? If every time you meet, you are fighting, all the time. You are not in God's agenda. You are doing business. Everybody is making it. But that business is dropping in your hand. Check it. It is most likely that that's not where God wants you to be. When God is leading, everything works well. I met a young man one time. He's a very good drummer in the church. Very, very good drummer. And I asked him, what do you want to become? He said he wants to be a medical doctor. I said, that's a lie. That's a lie. Forget it. This is your gift. Stay here. As you stay here, everything will work. Why am I saying so? Proverbs 18:16 said, the gift of a man maketh what? Room for him. The gift. Every man is gifted. The gift you have is a pointer to where God is directing you. The gift of a man. That was what took Joseph to the top. God gave him a gift of interpreting dreams. And that was what set him up all through the days of his life. That was what distinguished Daniel. Ability to interpret dreams. The gift. Nobody could silence Daniel in a foreign land. What am I trying to say this morning? Your gift is a pointer to his direction. What is it that you are good at? What is it that God has wired you for? It may take your neighbor 10 hours to do that thing. But for you, in 10 minutes you are done. Man, that's where God has wired you, sir. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I met a tailor one time. They called him to measure me. He didn't measure me, sir. He just looked at me and disappeared. I said, this tailor, let him come with a wrong garment, a wrong measurement. I'm going to deal with him, sir. When the dress came, I wore it. Everybody that saw that shirt on me, sir, they asked, where did you buy this dress? They didn't ask me, where did I sew? It didn't look like something that was sewn locally. Everybody was asking, where did you buy this shirt? I said, I sewed it too. They said, where is the tailor? Just that one shirt on me, sir, was pointing finger to that guy. The gift of a man makes room for him. By the leading of the Lord this week, God is going to take you to where he has prepared for you. From today, no more struggling around you. No more disappointment in your way. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
What are the benefits of his leading? When God is leading you, sir, peace is the order of the day. Peace. It destroys all fears. When God is leading, peace is the order of the day. Anything you are doing and you are disturbed in your spirit, watch it. It's something you need to check again and again. It's something you need to check again and again. For the Lord will give his people peace and joy. What are the benefits of following divine direction? It secures supernatural victory for you. You win that game even before you start it. Supernatural victory, sir. Isaiah 45. Reading from verse 1 to 3. Thus saith the Lord. So he is anointed. And you are his anointed. Tell yourself, I'm his anointed. Whose right hand I'm holding to subdue nations before him. I will loose the loins of kings. Giving you victory, sir. He is the one doing the battle. You are the one collecting the blessing. I will go before you. to silence all the enemies. I will go before you at the embassy. The moment they see you, you are trusting God for 2-year visa, they give you 10 years. That's not normal. That's not natural. It's because God has gone ahead. Is somebody hearing me this morning? To lose the loins of kings, to open before you the 2-leaf gates, and the gate shall not be shut. I will go before thee, verse 2, and make the crooked places straight. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I was in my office one day in our church in Ethiopia. A footballer came to my office. I thought he needed counsel. He said I should pray for him. I said, what's the prayer? He said, I just arrived Ethiopia this morning. I said, so what's the problem? He said, all the money I brought, I lost it. That if the church can assist me. I said, why are you here in the first place? He said, he's here to play football. I said, you are in the wrong country. They don't play football in Ethiopia. Who called you in the first place? He said, no, there's one organization, they arranged for him and all of that. He said, but even as he was coming from Lagos airport, he lost his luggage. You are now arriving in Ethiopia. You've lost all your money. I said, I'm very sure you have a return ticket. He said, yes. I said, as you live here now, just go straight to the airport. Go back to Nigeria, Lagos. They want you in Lagos. They don't need you in Ethiopia. Two things have happened to you. In one straight journey, you lost your luggage. You lost all the money. God has spoken once. Twice I have heard. They don't need you here. Go back. He returned back. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Not too long after, he called me. Things are working now. Very good. Next time when you want to embark on, just ask God first. Don't just carry yourself anyhow. Hear me? Not every door that opens is God's door. Not every relationship you want to enter that is God's programmed relationship. You have only one life. Don't experiment with it. Ask before you take steps. When God goes before you, all the crooked places are made straight. Look at verse 3. I will give thee the treasures of darkness, the hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord thy God, which called thee by thy name, I am the God of Israel. Somebody's story is changing this morning. There is a blessing for you in this land, though. I hope you know that. This land is blessed. Abia State. They say it is God's own land. Am I speaking? When you look at the states in Nigeria, Abia is number one. You can't be in that same state and things are not working for you. Is somebody hearing me this morning? God is here. I'd like you to just sit down and settle with God. What have you programmed for me? What do you have for me? Seek his face. And as he begins to lead you, when God is leading, it is not fashionable. It doesn't make sense. But if you can follow it, the blessings are waiting for you. Finally, what are the blessings of divine leading? It's always well with the led. It will always be well with you. Because God will go with you. And if God is with you, nothing can be against you. Romans 8:31. When God is with you, nothing can be against you. As God is leading you this week, it will lead you to strange favor. It will lead you to strange open doors. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The leading of the Lord gives you strange favor. Israel was in Egypt for 430 years. Every effort they made to come out failed. But the Bible said, when they cried unto the Lord, the Lord heard them and sent Moses to them. And he gave them one promise. In Exodus chapter 3, verse 21, he said, I will make sure that when you leave this land, you will not leave empty. He gave them that assurance. Because he was the one that wants to lead them. And in Exodus 12, verse 36, the Bible said, and the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they lent unto them such things as they required. I don't know where you are right now. In your place of work, your boss may not like you. But this week, as you appear in the office tomorrow, strange favor will lift his hand to favor you. You are asking for one, they will give you ten. Do you know what it is for somebody to just come and give you something that is higher than you? Even him carrying the blessing, he doesn't understand. He gives the blessing to you. By the time he gets home, he begins to look. Did they use a charm on me? That's favor. That's favor. Pharaoh allowed the Israelites to go. But after they left, he came to himself. What kind of mistake did I make? And then he followed to recover what he gave them. But in the process, it was swallowed up in the Red Sea. Everyone working against you, planning for your downfall, the hand of God will smite them this week in the name of Jesus. Anyone that has taken the position that is meant for you, between now and tomorrow morning, as they sit on that chair, fire will burn them in the name of Jesus. You don't wait for favor to happen to you. You can entreat favor. You can entreat favor. You can arrange favor for yourself. I met a sister in Afikpo. 45 years. Not married. She has prayed, fasted, nothing. And one day she prayed, Lord, what will I do for me to be married? And the Lord spoke to her clean and clear. Your salary for this month, take it and use it to decorate my altar. She did it. The following week, sir, she was coming on Saturday to do sanctuary keeping. As she was sweeping the floor, a young man met her. Hello, sister, how are you? The Lord bless you mightily. That's everything. They began conversation. The young man was on leave. He was a custom officer. He came to spend his leave in Afikpo and came to church and decided to join the sanctuary keepers. In the course of cleaning the sanctuary, something led to something. Today, they are married. Is somebody hearing me now? When you favor God and favor the things of his house, you enjoy supernatural favor in all that you do. Psalm 102, verse 13 to 15. He said, but thou will arise upon Zion for the time to favor her. Yea, the set time is come. Why are they favoring her? For thy servant take pleasure in her stones and favor the dust thereof. So the heathen shall fear the name of the Lord and all the kings of the earth. Until you favor God, nobody will favor you. Jesus Christ had favor with God and with man. So one way to get favor is to favor the house of God. As you are paying your tithe, you are giving your offering, you are sowing seed in transporting people to church, you are sending money for rent to buy diesel, in order for all these ACs to be functional, God will be decorating your life,
sir.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I was in one station in Madala. There's a brother in the church there. We were trusting God to get more money to buy diesel for the church. He came to me one day, said, "Pastor, I work in NNPC. I have a location of diesel. The allocation they are giving to me, let me give it to the church. And it's in large quantity." I said, "Are you sure?" He said, "Yes. That's where I work. It's easy for me." So he started bringing it. Not too long after that. I'm talking about within 1 year. He called me to lay the foundation of his house. Within 2 months, I went to dedicate the same house. There was no way, it said in his agenda, there was no way for him to build a house that year. It was not in his plan. He didn't have money. I went to dedicate the same house. Powerful, sir. When you favor God,
man,
people will go out of their way to bless you. I don't know if you have been to some places before. You don't know anybody there. Just as you appear, somebody just comes to you. What do you want? And they begin to go up and down for you, sir. Favor, sir. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
This week, that kind of favor will locate somebody here. What do you enjoy when you, how do you entreat favor? Help other people. When you help people, God's favor comes upon you like never before. When you help people. Proverbs 28 and verse 27. The Bible says that he that giveth unto the poor shall not lack. He that giveth to the poor. And you know what he said in Psalm 41 verse 1 and 2? Psalm 41 verse 1 and 2. Blessed is he that considereth the poor. The Lord will deliver him in the time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him. Keep him alive. He shall be blessed upon the earth. And thou will not deliver him unto the will of his enemies. Psalm 20 verse 1 and 2. He said, may the Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The God of Jacob defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary. And the name of Jacob that defending. Wherever your offering goes, that's where God goes. Wherever your money goes, that's where God goes. So when you are helping the less privileged, you are taking your name out of the list of the less privileged. For whatever good any man does, Ephesians 6 verse 8, the same God will do to him. How do I secure favor? Number 3, stay in love with God. And God will favor you on every side. Love God. His house. That's the key Solomon used. 1 Kings chapter 3 verse 3. And Solomon loved the Lord. When you love God, sir, things will work for you at heaven's frequency. Solomon loved the Lord. And because he loved, he gave. Only him gave 1,000 burnt offerings. And if you go down to verse 13, 14 down the line, you will see that God gave Solomon wisdom like no other person on the earth. It was his love for God that triggered that favor. I saw that Solomon was not doing any assignment. How did he become the richest man on the earth? He just favored God. And God favored him in return. He said, even riches that you did not ask, I've given you already. By the favor of heaven. How do I entreat God's favor? By praising God. Acts chapter 2, verse 47. The people were praising God. They were praising God and having favor with all the people. They were praising God. And the people who had favor with all the people. They were praising God. When you praise God, He raises you. When you praise Him, He raises you. When you praise God, He raises you. There is something in praise. That is what moves God in heaven. Remember the testimony of Paul and Silas? Acts chapter 16, verse 25. They prayed and sang praises unto God. And then the prison began to open up. There is a testimony in Mark chapter 6, verse 22. Of a young lady. The Bible said the king's birthday was at that moment. Let's take it from verse 21. And when a convenient day was come, that Herod on his birthday made a supper to his lord, high captains and chief estates of Galilee. And when the daughter of the said Herod came in and danced and pleased Herod and them that sat with him, the king said unto the damsel, ask of me whatsoever thou wilt, and I will give it thee. Ask me anything, I will give it to you. And whatsoever thou shalt ask of me, I will give it thee unto the half of my kingdom. Half. The lady is not the vice president. She just danced and pleased the king. And the king is now saying, I will divide my kingdom into two. You will take one. I will take one. You are at the same level with the king. By favor. This is strange. That is an earthly king. How much more our heavenly Father. So when you dance and praise God, everything on the earth begins to respond in your direction. Everything. How many things? How many things? Does this include your thing? Everything begins to answer. How do I know? Psalm 67. Verse 5 to 7. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then the earth shall begin to yield her increase. And God, even our God, shall bless us. God shall bless us. And all the ends of the earth shall begin to fear him. On the basis of praise. As you praise God this morning, what your resources cannot get for you, what your energy cannot get for you, what your connection cannot secure for you, this week they shall be delivered to you. Praise. I'd like you to get set. Because we're going to praise God this morning. And everything you are looking for in your place of work, in your family, in your finances, everything you are looking for this week, those things will be looking for you. You believe it? Let me allow that. Say amen.
Amen.
Rise up on your feet. We are going to praise him this morning. It's a new day. It's a new day. It's a new day. Isaiah 35 verse 10. The Bible is speaking there very clearly. And the ransom of the Lord shall return. The ransom. And come to Zion with songs. And that, as that is happening, everlasting joy be upon their heads. Everlasting, no, not temporarily. Everlasting joy. They shall obtain joy and gladness. And sorrow. And sighing shall flee away. In the midst of this praise, every sickness and disease ravaging your body, they will all die to the root in the name of Jesus. In the midst of this praise, confusion will give way. In the midst of this praise, everything troubling you, God will trouble them. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
I believe you have said this morning to praise God. Before we do that, you are here, you are not born again. I'd like to lead you to Christ this morning. Jesus is in our midst. Except a man is born of the Spirit, he cannot access the things of this kingdom. When you are born again, there is an exchange program. If any man is in Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:17. If any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have passed away. And behold, everything has become new. When God is leading you, sir, it may look slow. It is sure. It may not look fashionable. But before you know it, you see yourself at the top. There are people that must surrender to Christ this morning. You know I'm talking to you right now. You know you are a sinner. You are tired. You want a new lease of life. That's why God brought you here this morning. Your being in church today is not accidental. From the foundation of the world, God has programmed that today you must surrender to Him. Maybe you gave your life to Christ before. Along the line, you backslided. But you are here this morning again. You want to rededicate your life. I want to pray with you. Wherever you are, you want to give your life to Christ? Just place your hand on your chest. Just place your hand on your chest. I'm going to pray this simple prayer for you this morning. Repeat this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I come to you this morning as a sinner. Wash me with your precious blood. Let all things pass away. And let everything become new in my life. I confess you today as my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. Now I know I'm born again. Please, if you pray that prayer, I'd like you to carry your Bibles, your bags, everything you came to church with. Find your way to the altar here. Jesus is calling you this morning. Jesus is calling you.
I love you,
Jesus is
Lord.
Calling you. Jesus is calling you. Wherever you are, please quickly come.
For your mercy, Jesus is calling
you. Jesus is calling you. Wherever you are, please come. You want to join this wonderful
prayer?
Somebody's feeling it.
From the moment that I wake up,
somebody's still coming. Somebody's coming.
Till I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness.
Please come. Please come. Please come. Please come. Wherever you are, please come.